A little more than $500,000 will be given to replace the current platform at the Tomah Depot, according to Mark Maglieri. He's a spokesman for Amtrak out of Chicago.
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, Amtrak and other transportation providers face a deadline of next year to make how you get off and on the train more compliant for people with mobility impairments. We have a program nationally called Mobility First, and in Tomah, we're going to raise the platform up to the standard height, 8 inches above top of the rail, so people with mobility impairments will have a shorter, easier trip from beside the train to aboard the train.
Jim Bialecki is the city administrator in Tomah. He hopes the money will be used to make other improvements to the station as well. Bialecki says that may bring in more opportunities for the city.
That station, that area, is on the radar screen for the high-speed rail to be from Chicago to Minneapolis, that this would be a destination too. And that also further helps us in terms of regional transportation, in that I envision that we would become a regional hub for that.
Bialecki says the infrastructure is in place. He says they expect to receive stimulus dollars sometime this fall and work to begin by next spring. Other Wisconsin cities receiving stimulus money for similar work include Columbus, La Crosse, Portage, and Wisconsin Dells. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.